This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 o'clock hour, starting a little bit late because we went long because we got into the Fred Van Veel situation there with Amy Audibert, who has subsequently texted me and she says she does not mess around with animals. And she is going to let Solana have it tomorrow because she did not like him associating Fred Van Vliet with a slaughtered baby cow.
I love veal.
I happen to love veal as well.
Yeah. Veal Parmigiana or just like veal?
Breaded veal cutlet. Like, it doesn't have to, for me, like a breaded veal cutlet is delicious. Veal chop is delicious. Veal Parmesan, everybody loves.
Get a thick cut veal, cook it like a steak, but it's that baby meat.
But you prefer that? Like, if
blue
you,
cheese crust.
If you were ranking, you know, cutlets.
Veal dishes?
You'd go, well, no, I'm saying cutlets in general. Like, what to.
Well, like anything. I mean, Parmigiana. Everything's better as Parmigiana, no, right? Chicken, like a chicken cutlet is better as chicken Parmesan?
For sure, but I'm saying if you had to get a cutlet, a chicken cutlet or a veal cutlet or just like a meat cutlet, I don't know if veal...
Depends on the place. Certain places I don't trust on veal. I don't know if this is, you know, unfounded or not. I feel like chicken is kind of chicken. But I feel like when you start getting into cutesier meats... You've got to have trustworthy places. And I don't know if that's unfounded or not.
No, you're right. Because veal, you know, you can fudge veal. How old was the cow?
Like,
I don't want to.
Cuts of beef, there's varying levels. Are there varying levels of cuts of chicken? I mean, I've never heard anybody say,
top,
I guess
not
you could
chicken.
Have, like, range
free range
chicken,
like organic chicken,
organic, free range, no antibiotics, no steroids, and all that stuff.
But it's still like chicken's chicken. Pretty. I feel like chicken's pretty much chicken.
It's a breast, a thigh, a wing, and a leg. Like that's all the chicken has. Beef cows have a lot more pieces,
right?
Yeah,
but if I'm going to a place and ordering a chicken cutlet. Right, like a chicken empanizado for the Latinos. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's certain places that are probably just putting some scraps of chicken together, not necessarily putting
right.
A chicken
I'm with you. But here's my point. So, because if you ever buy like those frozen chicken nuggets for your kids somewhere, and it says made with rib meat, so that's
chicken,
when they're just
chicken ribs,
right? And so they're just mashing together. Pretty much anything edible. The way they used to make McNuggets, I told you back in the 70s when McNuggets first came out, I swear there were beaks and talons in there. Now they've since made it white meat. But my point is, a chicken nugget formed with rib meat, that's what it usually says on the packet, which is disgusting, formed with rib meat. Like chicken whatever's, mashed into a chicken cutlet or a chicken tender. I don't know what the, like, how different is that from just white meat chicken? versus what is the low end meat you used to talk about all the time? Drawing a blank.
Cube steak.
Yeah, cube steak to Wagyu or even just a filet. Like, oh, isn't the span between those two so gargantuan?
Yes. So cutlet kind of means, whatever we can have, whatever we can figure out to put in this little fried thing, we're going to do it. You got to go with breast, tenderloin, chicken tenderloins are. They're great. They're the inside of the chicken breast. Or the leg, the thigh, you have to have a name, an actual name. Cutlet's not a name. Cutlet is mushed meat.
Somebody says, this guy says the McNugget is disgusting, but he eats a McRib. Bro, I didn't say the McNugget is disgusting. I said back in the 70s, they had beaks in them. Now, the McNugget, I'd put that up against any fine piece of chicken at any fine dining establishment anywhere.
Like with the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, you can actually see the breast. You can see that it's actual breast. That's
they use a very high quality piece of chicken.
Yes. And then veal, I enjoy it. They just cut it like a steak and give it to me.
I don't know.
Cook it like a steak.
Yeah. But I get leery of
a steak. It's a baby steak.
Like, I get leery of ordering, say, a veal parm sandwich or platter at like the corner little Italian place that churns out, 90% pizzas. And then they also have veal parmesan. Mm-hmm. I'm much more apt to get chicken parmesan at that particular place than I am veal parmesan. Yeah. If I'm at a nice restaurant that offers a veal parmesan or a veal cutlet or something, I feel more comfortable. But again, I'm saying, like, I don't know if that's unfounded. Like,
I know heavy meat eaters that have this strong take on veal. But they don't know how old the fish is when they eat their fish. They don't know how old the pig is when they eat their pig.
But I wouldn't order fish at one of these places either. But I wouldn't. I'm telling you, for me, like, if I'm going to default to something, I'm talking about, hey, it's a place that's got a $9 chicken sandwich, $9 veal sandwich, whatever. Like, I'm always going to default to chicken over veal, steak, fish. Like, chicken, I feel, is much less susceptible to shenanigans.
Yeah.
No, he's so right.
You are so right.
I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I do.
No, I do the same thing because if I'm going to get something like a sandwich somewhere, for whatever reason, chicken always seems like the go-to of
safe.
This won't make me sick.
Yes, it seems safer.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I'm with you, and chicken is more consistent.
Yeah.
But why do people, why do people take a strong stance against veal? I don't get it.
It's one of those things.
And they eat eggs. Eggs are less than baby chickens. They're unfertilized chickens. They're no baby.
It is very similar to Girl Scout cookies. We are raised to believe how great they are. And so somebody created the narrative back in the 70s that, the cow is fine and the fish on a hook, no problem there. He loves it. He doesn't even feel anything. But the veal, like, someone created this narrative. And the same thing happened with Girl Scout cookies. Oh, the Girl Scout cookies, these are the best cookies ever. And the Thin Mints and blah, 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 and a do-do-do. And we live with these narratives forever. And finally, we're breaking free of this stuff. I mean, now we know. Vaccines, do they even work?
Stop alienating veal. It's a baby cow. You don't know how old the fish is you ate. You don't know how the chicken is you ate. You don't know how the lamb is you ate. You don't know the age of any other animal that you eat. But
I would
veal
like that
just
on the
gets
menu.
You upset.
Instead of calories, I would like to know how old the animal is that I'm eating. And what
would
their
you
life
eat the steak if it was, oh, 2 year old steak?
Well, what do they live to? Do they live to 6 or do they live to 90? I need to know.
I don't know. I usually just eat them.
Well, but I would like to know because that actually might affect my eating habits.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if he's halfway done with his
you
life.
You like lobster?
I love lobster.
Spiny lobsters mature in a year. So you're eating a one-year-old when you eat lobster, spiny lobsters, Florida lobsters.
But how long do they live on their own?
Nobody knows because they end up in my drawn butter.
Someone's got to know the average life expectancy of a spiny lobster. Spiny drawn lobster butter. Is the Florida lobster?
The Florida one, yeah. Not, yeah, the Maine lobster, I don't know, but I know I dive. I dive for the spiny lobsters, and yeah. People told me, like, oh, they just take a year to get big enough to keep.
Yeah, that stuff is so no good. A baby. You got to eat the Maine lobster.
We're eating
Nobody
babies.
Likes the spiny lobster.
You can't catch a Maine lobster in Florida. It's cold water.
Try harder.
They're not down here.
8 to 50
Swim
years.
Swim where?
Well, just try harder.
So a spiny lobster lives 8 to 50 years?
8 to 50 years. That's it.
Quite a span.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating babies.
8 to 50?
8 to 50. Somewhere in between.
That seems a very wide. Usually you don't have that wide a range.
Yeah, like whales are 60 to 70. It's right. 8 to 50?
Like a tortoise goes like 110 years.
I don't think anybody is like meat eaters are really avoiding veal because it's a baby cow. Like maybe I just haven't been presented with that situation much in my life. I just think veal is tougher to cook well. And it does have like a distinct flavor to it that is different from just a regular cut of meat.
Is it expensive? Is it a very expensive cut of meat?
It's more expensive than steak. And it's like steak. It's baby steak.
Is it sturgeon? Is it like sturgeon expensive?
No, it's a couple bucks more a pound. I get it all the time. We eat veal all the time. It's just, it's delicious. It's soft. Baby hadn't run around too much.
Because they keep it in a box.
Yeah, they don't fight. They don't get tough. They just kind of, they just chill, drink milk, and then I eat them.
I think we broke that down very well.
Veal is hard to cook.
Veal?
You know, so I don't.
What are you
know.
Talking about? Veal is hard to cook. It's
well, not for guys like
it's
us.
It's a steak. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not for guys like us, but. Man.
Jimmy, write that down for Gino for Thursday. Just write down a note for me to ask him about cooking veal.
Yeah.
Solana, they not like us?
They not like us, Cotter.
Quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game day, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Told you earlier, we played a little sound for you of Matthew Tkachuk. He was on Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight Show last night. Got a little breakout star here on the Florida Panthers. Pretty cool. Mm. Tonight, the Panthers are in Nashville. The line on the game, Panthers are -160. Nashville is +135. And the total is set at 5.5 goals. Tonight, we will be watching the game at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. And we're inviting everyone to come on out. And Solana, you said you're going to be able to bring a couple of QAM prizes, a couple T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, look what the
look at this.
The promo team awesome. Hooked me up. A couple bags here. WQAM T-shirts. Goodies. Some are Panthers related. That cool like red Panthers or QAM nice. T-shirt we had during the Stanley Cup Finals.
Nice.
We got, let's see.
And Crowder, you're going to bring some samples of Crowder powder?
I do. I got the box ready.
There we go. All
somebody
right.
got to
right.
come carry it from the car, though, because I'm in a wheelchair.
QAM bottle opener?
Hobbled. He's hobbled like misery. oh, cowbell.
QAM.
Got to have more cowbell. Tonight, Funky Buddha, tap room in Oakland Park. Puck drops at 8 p.m. We'll all be getting there. About 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight. Jimmy's coming as well. Josh Appel is coming. And we'll watch the Panthers game and enjoy some drinks and some food and good times. So that is tonight, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by, about to say Doral Hyundai, but it's Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
You guys want to hear some sound from Mike McDaniel?
Yes.
All right. So I know we've gone over this a couple times, but here it is from Mike McDaniel himself. I'm sure he'll be clear and concise with his answer.
This is today at the Combine.
Yeah. Regarding Tyreek Hill's injured hand that he posted a picture of.
He had surgery on his wrist. It was a ligament issue. It wasn't a broken wrist. He's scheduled to be running, you know, very soon, and which he'll be rely upon that in his training until he can catch the football, which will be more around summertime going into training camp.
Well, no wonder they fired Wes Welker. He had them running on their wrists.
He's scheduled to start running with a wrist injury?
And he said he's going to be relying on the wrist for the running. I don't know.
Mama, like, when we were scoring 70 points a game, I had no problem with the like ums. Now it's kind of getting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in midseason form.
Yeah. You guys heard Joe Rose? That clip, I know you sent it, Hawk, where he essentially said that Tyreek Hill got Wes Welker.
He said he heard, right. He heard that Tyreek Hill had gotten Wes Welker fired. And Mike McDaniel said, no, that's not true today.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
It can happen, though.
Well, I would imagine a top.
No, Hawk, a top receiver, a number one top five receiver in the league can get their receiver coach fired.
If I'm Tyreek Hill and I'm having a down season, I'm pointing the finger at someone.
Yep.
So it makes all sense thing. In the world to me.
We joked about it. They couldn't score. Wes Welker is the fall guy? All y'all do is just run real fast routes. You have two of the fastest receivers in the NFL. That's his fault?
We
weren't really prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. I remember old Paul Pasqualoni. We knew he didn't know what the hell he was doing. We couldn't get him fired, though. I wish I could have. He was a dummy.
Yeah, but he wasn't just a position coach, was he?
Yeah, he was the DC. That's even worse.
Yeah.
He didn't know what was going on.
It's not Wes Welker's fault Tyreek Hill dropped a ton of passes this year.
Well, but maybe it was.
It's Wes Welker's fault.
We laugh about it.
That Skylar Thompson.
Maybe he gave him. Yes, here's a new wave that I want you to catch passes. Or here's a new way that I want you to run routes. I don't know. Did Tyreek Hill have the worst season he's ever had? Did Tyreek Hill have the worst season he's ever had?
He did.
Was it Wes Welker's first time coaching him at wide receivers?
If he told him to curve the routes off or change the speed of his routes, I'll go with routes. There is only one way to catch a ball, Hawk.
Well, that's why you were never a receiver.
Forget about those hands, Tyreek. Do more wrists. Put wrist into the ball. It's
but
only
maybe,
one way.
Maybe it's greater than that. Maybe Tyreek felt that Wes Welker had no control of the receiver's room at all. And Tyreek doesn't put that on himself. Was it on the coach? And so I didn't have enough reps with these backup quarterbacks because it was just every man for himself. That's what it felt. I'm just extrapolating as to what it could be.
No, to back your point, which makes sense. Tyreek had his worst year. Jalen Waddle was irrelevant. What are some of these young dudes, Solana? You were bringing up these guys all year. There is no breakout receiver in that room. So your top receivers have down years. Your low end receivers can't even touch the ball. River Craycraft and those guys do nothing. Could that be blamed on Wes Welker? Yes.
No, I think honestly we should bring back Robbie Chosen, Grant Dubose next year. I'm really looking forward to another year of Eric Ezukama surprising everybody in training camp just to miss 17 games. I can't wait.
The Skylar Thompson Ezukama connection didn't really work out like we thought it was.
But now wait, who are you complaining about there then, Solana? I'm confused as to who just took some shrapnel.
I don't really know. I just if I have to hear Robbie Chosen signed by the Dolphins again one more time, I will.
Apparently, you don't remember the Isaiah Ford years.
You guys want to know what like one full week of training camp chatter will be? I already know. Like I already have it ready. I already pre-taped Game Day Uncensored for next season, going into the third preseason game. Ethan Bonner, standout. In Dolphins training camp. Guys faster than maybe anybody on the team.
Coming off Cooper DeJean, I think we got something.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Don't sleep on the white DBs now.
No, yeah.
Enough of that.
I haven't been sleeping on him for the past 3 years when I've heard the same thing every year, and he can't get on the field. Even though Storm Duck can't cover a single person in the history of the NFL. But Ethan Bonner can't get on the field over him. I can't wait.
Storm Duck name was Tim Johnson. He'd never touch a football field.
I firmly believe that. I really do. I think sometimes names have such a big part of someone getting a chance or not.
Yeah.
Storm Duck, I got to see him, coach.
Speaking of taping things in advance, is there any chance we're going to get a Miami Heat season update on YouTube on the Solana Miami Heat channel that has the one lone video?
Was that after a win or a loss?
You killing him, Solana.
And he went through all the trouble to choose the perfect thumbnail
because no,
he doesn't
it's
do it for our show
thumbnail.
But for him, he chooses the perfect thumbnail. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna make something that competes with Tobin here or whatever. And there's this one long video.
So you push all the traffic to the one video.
Change the name of that channel just to Miami Heat One Video. And it goes out, it's 25 minutes long. So is this just a monologue from you for 25 minutes on the Heat?
It doesn't work though. It doesn't work. Here's what I learned. First of all, I created that because I said, hey, that would be good. Start posting some of the post game shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I really don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but the studio didn't have the settings correct when I was recording that. So I had to go back and mix all the audio for the video. So that already really bugged me, but I was committed that day. So I did it.
Right.
But my post-game shows consist of me playing post-game interviews from the Heat locker room, two to three minutes, without the video of 2 to 3 minutes. It's just the camera pointed on me, which is weird. And the second
so
segment...
Is that part of this?
Second segment, yeah, is Tommy Tighe, who... Tommy Tighe, God bless him, doesn't want to be on video. So it's just me talking to nobody.
Wait,
so it just doesn't work. It just does not
work. Wait a second. Part of this 25-minute video is you listening.
That's why I'm telling you it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And you're hating on me calling me lazy, but it's not that. It just – I tried it once. It doesn't work with the Heat postgame show. It just doesn't work.
Well, why don't you just take it down? It's the first thing on our YouTube page. It's like – oh, I opened a restaurant. I got the best sign, and I specialize in veal. Well, I found out it's tough to cook. This doesn't work. I don't have veal anymore. In fact, the restaurant's closed.
I mean, we're trying to bump up our clicks, Hawk. I mean, anything helps.
So you tell me if I click on this for 25 minutes, part of it is going to be Tommy talking, but I'm just looking at you?
Yeah.
You nod. This is...
I told you, it doesn't
work. I take
work.
It all back. It this work. Might be great. Now I want to watch this.
So there's some big news, big news from Starbucks. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they're removing 13 drinks off their menu.
I did see this.
That includes.
This is going to have to be in place of Talk About It Tuesday today, because I haven't even done 15 minutes of Heat, which we're going to have to do in the next segment. So give me your best Talk About It Tuesday. Is this it?
Well, it's between this and maybe Veal Works, but you have to use one food as deodorant for a week. Tell me what you pick.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Happens to be a decent question, because you can't just think about what smells good. You have to think about what's not going to leave residue under your arms. Right. Like what, like that. That's a tough one. Jelly.
Huh?
Strawberry jam.
Jelly in your armpit.
Yeah, strawberry jam. Feels like that would feel nice, wouldn't it?
Butter?
No. Oh, butter.
It's thick. It's disgusting.
I'm thinking of the consistency of deodorant, like a good old butter.
What kind of deodorant are you using?
Butter.
I like spray, though, so I would use Pam.
You see there?
All right, save
maybe
it
like
for
an orange.
I was thinking about juice. Yeah, like something that's maybe a little citrusy, but
Peach slice.
All right, well, that'll have to suffice for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Anything else, Solana, in the headlines?
That's a risky choice coming back to me after that. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Panthers play tonight versus the Predators at 8. Heat play tomorrow. Luka versus Dallas.
Hello?
For the first time since being traded tonight, Canes host Duke tonight, and Inter Miami, they play in the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Please do not try to say Cooper Flag today. Just say Duke the entire time.
Flika?
They host Sporting Kansas City, second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup first round. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy tonight, the lows, they will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, we got to take a quick break because we went long here. Crowder will tell us about Delaware Chicken Farm, where you can get a nice cut of Fred Van Veel.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papa Reano.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are giving away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. We haven't yet done today's giveaway, and I'm going to do it in this segment, if you remind me, Jimmy. So remind me at the end of the segment to give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. Let's do a quick 15 minutes of heat, Solana.
Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment from my friends over at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Now, we talked about this with Amy Audibert in the 3 o'clock hour, and this is obviously coming off yesterday's game, poor shooting game. Here's a question Ira Winderman got in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, huge Eric Spoelstra supporter here. However, a great coach coaches to the team's talent, not some mythical mirage. The Heat are a terrible three-point shooting team, yet they're encouraged to keep hoisting these low percentage shots. Coach to your team's strength, which is inside the paint and the mid-range game. And again, that's an easy email to write after last night's game.
So it really I'm
low-hanging fruit from the emailer there. But here's Ira's response, which is obviously very well thought out because he's around the team all the time. He looks at the numbers. Here's the deal, Ira says at the Sun Sentinel. The Heat are 15th in the NBA in three-point shooting, thereby slightly in the top half. By contrast, they are 21st in two-point shooting. So as ugly as it looks, and it looked hellaciously ugly, Monday night in Atlanta, the three-point shots remain the better shots for the Heat. But it also is more about more than that, much more, Ira says. It's about recognizing that talent prevails, be it threes or twos. And right now, the lone Heat player with elevated scoring talent is Tyler Hero. Everyone else is merely a supporting piece. So why can't the Heat score? It's not about the shot menu. It's about talent. You're asking Eric Spoelstra to squeeze offensive juice out of a rock. Ira Winderman writes, for a large part, the Heat supporting pieces have been awful this season.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, that speaks to what Amy Audibert was saying, which is, hey, if you're on that second team, you're chomping at the bit. You have an opportunity to go, look, I can play. None of these pugs can play. I can play, but no one's taking up and stepping up and doing that.
It's like Kyle Anderson last night with the 14 was exciting to us. And he was just getting to the foul line. He has that very slow motion game. Like, it wasn't exciting, but 86 points is never going to be exciting.
86 points is never going to be exciting, yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, yes, I'm there. But offensive, like, the skill level, even Wiggins, 23, the highest score, but it wasn't pretty. He missed a lot of shots in the fourth quarter. Single digit deficit. And he was missing the drives to the rim, not getting fouled and missing the layups. Like, it just wasn't impressive. I don't want to say talent-wise, because that's a shot at Tyler and Bam and all. But it's just offensively, it's very ugly. Hopefully, they figure it out. I don't know how they figure it out, but to your point of what Iris said, like, we don't have an offensive juggernaut right now after watching the other night's game, even though I got brought up earlier where – Tyler went, 38 and 40 back-to-back and then 11? Like, I think that's the ups and downs, the curves of what he is.
That's what Solana and Amy Audibert were both saying, which is, you know what, you can look at last night, but is that really representative? Because on any team, if your scorer goes, I'm looking at the box score, Tyler Hero, if your main scorer goes 0 of 9 from 3 and 4 of 19 from the field,
that's just
you're not winning.
You're not gonna win.
He's your scorer, you're just not winning that game. So
yeah,
you know, hopefully it's that one game aberration. By the way, I had enough of Alec Burks last night. He was 1 of 12 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3. I couldn't even believe what I was watching.
Does he needs LASIK surgery?
Or just open his eyes. I think they were closed.
Oh, okay. He was just sleeping. He was tired. Second night of a back-to-back, he was sleepy. It was like, I watched the whole game. Me and Little Chance sit there and watched the whole game. He's John Coffey. Open your eyes. The rim's right there.
Anyway, let me give away this Twin Peaks gift card. What caller number you want to take? What number does Alec Burks wear? Anybody know?
I don't like him. Go 22 for Wiggins.
All right, 22 for the best 22 in Heat history. Yeah.
No, I don't
305-567-0560. Caller number 22 gets $50 at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Caller 22, 305-567-0560. Be caller 22. You're going to Twin Peaks and enjoy some food and fun and ice cold beer. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get some headlines and we have another giveaway in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We've got a giveaway for a huge event that Odyssey is putting on. I'll tell you about it in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.